This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Shobhadra Dewa hold discussion on appointment of officials in different constitutional bodies. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel holds discussion with secretaries of concerned ministries on ways to provide access to COVID-19 vaccine to all Nepalese. And U.S. Drugs Agency FDA to proceed with Pfizer approval. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has held talks with the main opposition party chief regarding the appointments to be made to vacant positions of the constitutional bodies. Prime Minister Oli held a meeting with Nepali Congress President Shobhadra Dewa at Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar yesterday. According to the deputy leader of the Nepal Communist Party's parliamentary party, Subhas Nemwang, the two leaders in yesterday's meeting decided to hold the meeting of the Constitutional Council on Sunday morning. Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak said tomorrow's meeting of the Constitutional Council would forward the process of appointments to be made to the vacant positions at different constitutional bodies. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has held a discussion with various ministries, chief secretary and secretaries on importing COVID-19 vaccines. Yesterday's meeting was focused on the government's decision and the progress on providing the vaccine to the people for free of charge. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel, who is also the coordinator of the Directive Committee of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, informed that the discussion was centred on providing the vaccines to the people on time. The meeting also decided to make public expenditure details of the COVID fund and information about works related to controlling the infection. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel's press coordinator Lokendra Casey said the meeting also dwelt on appointing doctors and health workers on contract basis to be deployed at transit with neighbouring countries amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Technical inspection of all the infrastructures at Milamchi Drinking Water Project has started along with the reinstallment of gates into the tunnel. The aid agency, the Asian Development Bank, has begun the technical observation before carrying out trial by sending water into the tunnel again. Information officer of the project, Rajendra Panta, has informed that the Asian Development Bank has deputed a technical team of four representatives. He said the team has been resent to the site after correction works at the project following an accident few months ago. The representatives of the Asian Development Bank are expected to complete the project within December. The project says new trial in the tunnel will be carried out once they get green signal from the inspection team. The Ministry of Health and Population says Nepal's corona recovery rate has crossed 94.4%. 1,271 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday itself. With this, Nepal's corona recovery tally has jumped to 232,800. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that 1,044 new cases of the infection were registered yesterday. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 1,674 with the confirmation of 11 deaths yesterday. A wildlife hospital, first of its kind in the country, has come into operation from yesterday. The hospital was inaugurated by Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Bishwanath Oli, amid a function. The hospital will provide treatment facilities to the injured and sick animals. The construction of the hospital has started 6 years back. According to Dr. Baburam Lamichani, the total cost for the construction of the hospital was over 39 million rupees. The Worldwide Wildlife Fund, WWF Nepal, Denver JUCO, among other agencies, provided financial support for the construction of the hospital. The two-storied hospital has OPD, operation theatre, dispensary, among other units. Chief Conservation Officer at Chitwan National Park, Ananath Baral, said the Chitwan National Park and National Nature Conservation Trust had prepared wildlife hospital management procedure for the smooth operation of the hospital. The government has decided to conduct a special study on cold wave by reaching Tarai districts this year. The cold wave takes a toll on human life every year, especially in the southern plains of the country. The National Disaster Reduction and Management Authority said special priority has been given this year to minimize the fatalities caused by the cold wave. The on-site visit would be held in Tarai districts before the full winter sets in, and suggestions would be garnered by holding discussions. Chief Executive Officer Anil Pokhrel said it would be helpful to prevent the human and physical loss. A team is leaving for the Tarai region today. Chairman of the National Assembly Ganesh Timilsina has said that media have an important role to transform society. While releasing a book titled Society, Media and Politics, written by Durga Adhikari yesterday, Chairman Timilsina expressed worry why negative issues were prioritized in media rather than positive and progressive issues. He urged the media to cover positive issues of the society, as negative news leads the society to pessimism. Head coach of the national football team, Johan Kalin, has resigned from his post. He put in his papers with effect from October 17. All Nepal Football Association ANFA spokesperson Kiran Rai informed that a meeting of the agency, which is ANFA, yesterday approved Kalin's resignation. Kalin from Sweden was appointed the head coach of the Nepali football team on March 1, 2019. Kalin had returned to Sweden on March 24 after the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. He did not come back to Nepal after that, and ANFA said Kalin tendered his resignation from Sudan itself. Now Balgopal Maharjan has been appointed the pro team officiating head coach of the national football team. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United States government will receive an additional 100 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna company said the U.S. ordered a total of 200 million doses to date, adding that one of the first order, about 20 million doses, would be delivered by the end of December. Meanwhile, the U.S. Food and Drugs Administration has come under renewed White House pressure to approve the emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration head, Stephen Hahn, was told to approve it on Friday or quit. U.S. media said, although he called this untrue. The spotlight fell on the FDA after its experts on Thursday supported the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine has approval in the United Kingdom, Canada, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an unprecedented attempt to throw out election results in four battleground states that was backed by President Donald Trump. The lawsuit filed this week by the state of Texas sought to invalidate results in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. President-elect Joe Biden won all four states. The lawsuit was supported by 19 state attorneys general and 127 Republican members of the Congress. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region or province number one. Chances of light snowfall at some places of the western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius and minimum of 5.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Shobhadur Dewa hold discussion on appointment of officials in different constitutional bodies. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel holds discussion with secretaries of concerned ministries on ways to provide access to COVID-19 vaccine to all Nepalese. And U.S. drug agency FDA to proceed with Pfizer approval. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.